This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land about the arrival of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, an opportunity from God for a fresh start.
In Leviticus 23:23-25, the Bible refers to Rosh Hashanah as the Festival of Trumpets, a reference to the ritual ram's horn known as the shofar that we sound throughout the two-day holiday. The shofar serves as an alarm clock that reminds us to wake up from our spiritual slumber, evaluate ourselves, repent where necessary, and return to God. The trumpet blasts are also a reference to royalty and symbolize our yearly recoronation to God as our king and our rededication to him as his subjects. However, in addition to accepting God as our king and judge, on this holiday we also relate to God as our loving Father and recall his great mercy. Rosh Hashanah is both a solemn day and a day of celebration because God is merciful and forgives our sins. According to Jewish tradition, when we appear for divine judgment, the angels say, "Don't be afraid, the judge is your father." The themes of introspection, repentance, and forgiveness continue throughout the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. These days are considered an ideal time for sincere repentance, and Jews believe that God is especially close and attentive to our prayers.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.